Good evening, my Rabbi Aboisai. Good evening, how are you? All good? Baruch Hashem. Simon Mem Gimel, Seif. Hey, carrying on with halacha to the God of somebody wearing tefillin and needs to be excused. Seif Hey teaches us the following halacha. Hayolavush bet tefillin, somebody's wearing tefillin. Vehutzrich leveis hakisei. And he needs to go to a beis hakisei. Balailo, in the night. So he's still wearing his tefillin from the day. The tefillin are still on. And now he needs to go out. Oy, alternatively, somoch lechasheichom. It may not be night yet, but it's nearly night. It's ben hashmoshes. And she'ein shows la'anichom oit. And there is no more time after that. La'anichom oit, to put him back on. When he'll return. So he is in a situation that is wearing the tefillin, he needs to take them off because he needs to be excused. But there's no more point afterwards putting them back on. Either because it's night or it's because it's nearly night. There's no point putting the tefillin back on afterwards. So then halacha is as follows. Loy yekoneis bohem klulim bevigdoi. He may not go into the Beis HaKisei with wrapped tefillin in his garment, and even if it's to urinate, it's not permitted. He may not enter Beis HaKisei Kavua. We learned yesterday under some circumstances you may enter Beis HaKisei Kavua. We learned if needed, if necessary, you're allowed to enter Beis HaKisei Kavua. You just need to wrap up the tefillin, etc. You can't do that if you're not going to put the tefillin back on afterwards. Rather, what are you meant to do? Allocate at Yase. What are you meant to do? Chol Tzon, you need to take them off completely. Make sure that the tefillin are taken off altogether. Umenichon bekli, and you're going to put them in a kli. Yimoyaboy tefach, if there's a tefach, the kli is a tefach big. So there's a bit of air space there after entering the tefillin. There's a bit of air space of a tefach. Oy, alternatively, bekli she'enu klion, something which is not a kli besoich kli. Oy, bekli besoich she'enu klion. Afol pi she'en boy tefach, even if he hasn't got tefach. So you can either put them in a kli besoich kli, or if it's bigger than a tefach, then one kli is good enough. So imagine like a kind of box or something. That's fine as well. For oiches a kli biyodi v'nichnas, and put, and then hold in your hand and you enter. So the halacha that we're learning now over here is that if that we learned that there is some leniencies with regards to the tefillin, that's only if you're going to put them back on afterwards. But if you're not going to put them back on, you have to take them off and ensure that they are safely put away. And you're otherwise, because if you're not going to put them back on, that's what has to be done. Sif Zayin, Bamei Dvorim Amurim. That we just learned now is only as follows. Beveis HaKisei Shebesod, that's only Beveis HaKisei Shebesod, even if it's in the field. HaBeveis HaKisei Shebeveis, but if it's a Beveis HaKisei in the house, Lo Yachnisam Klan, do not ever enter with the tefillin if it's a Beveis HaKisei in the house. Kiven, since Shiochel HaNichon Bemokoyim Shamishtam, he can place the tefillin in a safe place. That goes very much back to your point. Rabbi Kagan mentioned yesterday, what's the big deal? What's his whole simon all about? Just take the tefillin off and put them in a safe place and get on with it. So we're learning now that this is taka true. If it's possible to do that, you're meant to do that. If you can't take off the tefillin, put them in a safe place or give it to a person and put it away. That's what you're meant to do. All the halachas that have been discussed until now were halachas with regards to if you're in a field. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't put it on the floor because it's very muddy and it's dirty. You can't put them away. There's no way to put them. So that's when we've got that there's no safe place to put a tefillin. That's what we're learning. That wrap them around, etc., etc., and you can put them in, you can take them in Beis HaKisei Shebesodeh. However, if it's a Beis HaKisei Beveis, none of those leniencies apply, and sure to put them away, take them off, put them away, and Shalom Aleichem. Im Shochach Seif Ches, Im Shochach, if you forgot. So imagine that somebody goes into a Beis HaKisei, completely forgot that he's wearing the tefillin. Oh, I totally forgot I'm wearing my tefillin, and he went to be excused. Im Shochach Tefillin Sheberoishoy. He forgot the tefillin which are in his head. Ve'osevem Tzrochav, and he was actually being excused. Maniach Yodoy Aleim. He suddenly chaps, oy ve, I'm wearing my tefillin. So what you meant to do is the following. Maniach Yodoy, you should place your hand Aleim on your tefillin. Ad sheyigmoy Amud Harishon, until the first Amud, whilst he's being excused, is relieved, is gone. Amud Harishon. And after that, he shook it up. V'yoytze, he shook it up. V'chol tzon, and he should wrap the tefillin, he should take the tefillin off. V'choyze, and he should return. V'nichnas, and go back to be excused. We're learning now over here that the Amud HaRishon, you're not allowed to get up during the Amud HaRishon. Only after that, get up and take the tefillin off. and then go back in. Seif Tess teaches us, Mutal Roif Likach Avit Shel Meiraglaim. A doctor is allowed to take an Avit of Meiraglaim, some bedpan of Meiraglaim, of urinated, Piyoto in his hand, allowed to take it with his hand, with tefillin, Beroshu, while wearing the tefillin, while Nefesh, and somebody is very careful, Yachmel Atzah should be Machmer on himself, not to have in one hand a tefillin, and the other hand, urine. That's inappropriate, but Roif is allowed to do that. Doctor, if necessary, is allowed to have tefillin on one hand, and a bedpan on the other hand. It's for Roif, that's okay. If necessary, that's okay. Yes. A Mishnah Berurah over here, which I want to quote, and I don't have full clarity in it, but I want to quote Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Chofei, which goes back to Seif Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah addresses the Shaila, what is the Kedusha of our contemporary Sforim? We've mentioned it a couple of times previously. Mishnah Berurah is an important Mishnah Berurah, and I must admit, I don't have full clarity in this Mishnah Berurah. But the Mishnah Berurah says in Seif Katan Chofei the following: Hamishtamei should put the tefillin in a safe place. Now, this Mishnah Berurah is going to address the following shaila. What happens if a person is flying on his own? Imagine you're flying, you're going to go to the airport and you're flying. I've always said you'd ever fly on your own or even a train, and you have your hand luggage. And you are your hand luggage. You've got your hand luggage on a trolley. And before the plane takes off, you need to be excused. Now, you can't leave your hand luggage in the airport because after 5 seconds, it's not going to be there anymore. So what are you? You want to take it with you. As you're being excused, you want to take it with you. Are you allowed to do this or not? You've got your tefillin in there. You've got your talis in there. You've got your sforim in there. You've got your Mishnah Berurah. Dishu edition is in there as well. No doubt. Can you do that or not? And the question is, because you can't leave it anywhere else unattended, because you do leave it unattended, it's going to be gone within seconds. Are you allowed to do that? Yes or no? Yeah, should be fine. Fine? At least double, you're saying. It's at least double. Why is that? So it's a kli, b'serach kli, b'serach kli. Okay, now let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says in Seif Katan Chofei, which is going to help us to answer. Seif Katan Chofei HaMishtame, U'sha'as Seforim and other Seforim, U'ksavim and other writings, Shiesh Bo'en Shemes, which have names of Hashem. Imen Bekis, if they're in your pocket, Shore L'achnisam, you're allowed to actually enter with that in a Beis HaKisei. Yes, Seforim, and write ksovim, which are heilig, you're allowed to put them in your pocket and go like that in the Beis HaKisei. V'yesh oimrim, some say the bo'inon that is necessary, dafke tik, besoich tik. You need to have a tik, besoich tik, not just one, not just wrapped up in your pocket, but a kiss, but a tik, besoich tik, kiss, besoich kiss. Im tzorich lekonis the Beis HaKisei, you need to go in the Beis HaKisei. Ukid els leilin filin like tefillin. Mishnah Berurah says that yes, you need to have a kli besoich kli, or tik besoich tik, is the same thing, and with that you're allowed to enter Beis HaKisei and it's fine. So yes, the halacha is it's perfectly in order to do that, whether it's tefillin or any sforim as well. We're seeing over here a slight chumra though within that, in that context, we're saying a little bit of a chumra, because we're learning now that what is the halachic status of a sefer. Like tefillin. That's right. Yet. Right. Very good. Yeah. But we are seeing that if you've got a sefer, which admittedly has got Shemus, if you've got a sefer, he's got the same halachic status than tefillin. And he requires a tefillin. Yeah.
Well, he says yeshomrim.
Correct. Yeah, that's right. You're right. It could be maybe this you're right. It's cholkim, and that's right. But what is important to ask is, what happens if you travel with a Sefer Torah? If you're to travel Sefer Torah, you know, Sefer Torah, people are often there. I mean, often, it's quite common that people have to bring Sefer Torah to England. If they're often Sefer Torah written in Eretz Yisrael, the Sefer writes in Eretz Yisrael, they're brought over here just to finish them off. or whatever the scenario may be. What happens if you are asked to take a Sefer Torah down? My nephew had to take a Sefer Torah down a few months ago, and he took down his Sefer Metzol. So what do you do then? And the same scenario happens then. Nicely wrapped up. Kli, Besoich Kli. See that again? Ask the airport workers, yeah. If you trust them, yeah. Yeah.
Is there a difference between apostles if they're
non-sect? Yes, there might be. Might be part halach. Yeah, says the Mishnah Berurah. However, the sefer Torah also bechol gavni, that a sefer Torah will not help a kli besorich kli with regards to a sefer Torah, and that's a very important rule. A kli besorich kli will not help for a sefer Torah, not just in this context, other areas of halacha as well. The kedusha of a sefer Torah is so great that a kli besorich kli won't help, and therefore you'll have to basically do what you're suggesting. Indeed. That you'll have to ask somebody else to find you to help you. Right, very good, could be. Yeah, you're right. You're saying with regards to Sefer Torah. Maybe. Yeah, good point. Yeah, as we discussed, yeah, maybe Aloch of Chafira, other poskim as well. The problem is that there's no real poisek when mamash is mekel. It's interesting that there's no real poisek out of achronim who mamash takes it that far and says that, you know what, lemaisa the besakise nowadays hasn't got a din of besakise. There is quite strong svaros to be mekel, but nobody lemaisa, they're all hesitant. Even chaznish was lemaisa, they're not mekel. So, but the svar is a good svar. Yeah.
So how often lemaisa fitting in an airport in a suitcase?
Yes.
You got your suitcase, which is one bag, and is the plastic bag that covers to fit in another bag?
Yeah.
Not another bag, or because it's always used for
it
to fit in?
You can consider the kiss
because you share it with...
Exactly, yeah. There's also an additional point, which one may add. It depends a bit how you wrap your tefillin, how you got your talus. Some say, how do you put your tefillin... Your talus in your tefillin bag. How do you do that? How do you put your tefillin bag in your talus bag? How do you do that?
On top of the talus bag.
Okay.
I don't know, you want to get the talus first when you're
Does anybody wrap it around it?
Talus around the
tefillin. Yeah.
Same bag.
What about the tefillin sandwich?
Yeah, sandwich. Koirich. Right. Yeah, and that is probably your... Your concern is probably the reason why many people don't do that. It's probably a very strong point. There is, however, people, if you've ever seen people who do that, and there are people out there who do that, who put the tefillin wrapped around the talus, they do that because like this, it's an additional cover. It's considered an additional cover. Mishnah Berurah earlier speaks about it. It may be considered an additional, I don't know if it's going to be considered mamash a kiss, but it's considered an additional layer, which is advisable as well. So it's going to add a little bit of an additional element of protection as far as kissing. It's not mamash, there won't be miracle mamash to call it a kiss, but we see that sometimes a layer helps a bit. So that's considered an additional layer. So that's why some people do that. It adds to machshiv the kedusha a little bit. No, if one is used for talus and tefillin, for instance,
if one is just used for tefillin,
and it's specifically. No, that would be considered only one kiss.
They both have to be.
Yeah. Yeah. But nowadays, I think you're right. You've got the case, which is one. Then you've got, maybe it's even within a zip, right? That would be considered another one. Or even if you don't, but.
The box doesn't fully cover the tefillin, does it?
Why not?
Because you've got a bit sticking out.
Yeah, that's yeah. You can ignore that. If it's on the, generally, you know, we don't, yeah.
Usually have a little gap. You're showing it to a little gap.
Yeah.
The box is made in Spain. The box is cut.
I know what you
mean. But that box isn't a kiss anyway.
Right. I was referring to the suitcase. You've got the case.
Because it's used up for the
Yeah.
Then it's all
Right. Right. So is we consider the would be considered the kiss? Yeah. No, I feel a mare, it says. Would you consider one layer of protection?
You need two.
Right, but you've got... Well, if it's in a suitcase...
No, but you don't have a suitcase.
Ah.
How normal what we carry around?
You've got a bag. You've got... So let's go through it. You've got the outer bag, which is one.
You've got just the bag.
Tefillin bag, which is... Is it in the talus bag?
No.
If it's not in the talus bag. You've got the plasma... Well, you've got the tefillin bag, which is another kiss. Right, so it doesn't really. The actual, is that what you're referring to? The actual tefillin bag will not necessarily be considered it. That will be, the reason being, because you could, that's the Mishnah Berurah earlier speaks about it, that if you could, it's not fully designated for that, you would probably put something else in there as well. Yeah. You're not supposed to, but you could in theory. As far as kiss b'toch kiss is concerned, it's considered a kiss b'toch kiss that it would be considered additional. Yeah, but it says that even though it's printed on it...
What would be not miyuchad?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear it's ora. But the poskim say that even if it says letfilin, it says for tefillin on it, it's not necessarily considered that. It's just miyuchad for that as far as kiz b'tach is concerned. So I hear what you're saying. Just an interesting point that Rav Falk speaks about, it's just a regular pocket. If you want to go into the... if you've got some notes... Chiddush HaTorah, that you always carry with you. Chiddush HaTorah. And you've got it in whatever you printed out, something, whatever it may be. And you keep it in your pocket. Let's talk about a trousers pocket. That's maybe and you kept it. Are you allowed to go into a Beis HaKisei Kavua with that? Or is that a problem? Pardon? Let's say it does. Goes on that. Why? What is it? How? Why is that? What are you saying? It's considered one kiss. Right. So the Rav Falk suggests, and he paskins like that, and he says that could be a normal, conventional pocket. Says Rav Falk in Sefer, could be it's considered a kiss b'toich kiss. He suggests that you've got a pocket. You've got a pocket, that's a kiss. And if I understood him correctly, he says you've got the pocket, that is one kiss. Imagine you could just take the pocket out. You'd agree that it's considered a kiss, right? But now the way it works is that if you put it in, there is around it, there is still, right, you've got the actual trousers on either side. If I'm not misunderstanding him, that's what he's referring to. So you've got them therefore, and it's not miyuchad for that, says Rav Falk, if I didn't misunderstand him, that this is considered a kiss b'toich kiss. Oh, very interesting. Interesting, so interesting. Interesting, it's not miyuchad though, yeah, but it's interesting. Interesting point that it's two layers, it's interesting. But therefore, according to that, and that's what he seems to paskin, that you're allowed to just put any, even if there's Seamus in it, you can put Torah in your pocket, because it's a kiss b'toich kiss. What do you think about that?
Sounds strange.
You have to mamash make sure. I was wondering about a jacket pocket, if the same would apply there as well.
Even more, maybe.
You've got the lining, yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure, it sounds to me like a bit of a chiddush. Why are you finding it a chiddush, Rabbi Kagan? I agree, but why? It's not completely closed off. What do you think about it?
Also, the trouser bottoms is open.
Right.
So it's not closed off.
So it's not completely closed off. I wonder if that is a... I hear there is some opening.
Why is that different to a twinning box, which has a...
Depends on your pockets as well, really. I'm just thinking about my pockets. Depends about the inside of the pockets, how big the hole is. Yeah. Yeah. What are you saying? Yeah. Okay. So that leads us to see. So that's important. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chof Hei. Right. Let us continue with Simon Mem Dalet. It's a shayna b'tefillin, discussing the halachas with regards to sleeping in a tefillin. Sleeping with a tefillin on. Kol zman shetefillin beroishoy. As long as you're wearing the tefillin. Oy bizoyoy on your arm. Also, lishon bohem. You're not allowed to sleep with your tefillin on. Afilu sheinas ara, even if it's just a little nap, that's right. Ever happens to you? Yeah, a little, even if it's, you know, like a really boring shea and you just, you know, you're not allowed to sleep even a sheinas ara. Elo, only imeniach aleihem suda, if you cover them up with some sort of shmato or some sort of material, velo yoisa imay isha, and is on his own, Yoshem Bohem is allowed to sleep with that tefillin, Shenas Arai, Shenas Arai. So the halacha is that Shenas Kva, a proper shluf, is always also, Shenas Arai is okay, with some conditions. Before we even define that, before we even move on with that, let's define, what is a Shenas Arai? How long?
6 hours.
Yivka she'ifas, yivka she'ifas.
54 seconds.
Okay. Shinas Arai? The Bialach paskins very much what you're saying. It has to be under a minute. Under Bialach says it has to be under a minute. So I don't know if that helps you. I don't know if those Shinas Arai will help you. But Shinas Arai is... So if you want to do a Shinas Arai with a tefillin, so you're allowed it to be very, very short. Now, does that would help you? Less than a minute? Yeah? What do you think? So you have to... So you're allowed to do that with a tefillin, but how do you do that? Keitzadu oise. How do you do that? Instructions, please. Meniach roshem ben birkov. You put your head between your lap, between your legs. V'yoshe, and you sit like that and you sleep. So the reason is, why do you think you have, he's giving us instructions what a position should be? Exactly. He's not, in a sitting position, it's pretty difficult to sleep in a sitting position. That's what he tells us to do. If you lie down, it's by definition not going to be considered Shinas Arai. I think we can all testify about that. So he said that he has to be in a sitting position, and only then it's going to be considered the Shinas Arai. That is fine.
And he's got to have this Suda covering it.
Yeah, correct. Other condition, the Suda has to be on it. Pardon? Correct.
I have to have a siddur
on it. No, you cover them up. You cover them.
Sleep?
Yeah, you cover them. Yeah, sleep. The assumption is that the sleep is anyway covered. Yeah. I'm not sure. Good question. Not sure. Is that considered a siddur? Good. I'm not sure. If the talis will be considered, not sure. It's an interesting point. Exactly, yeah. But here comes a point, and I must, you brought up this point in a different context, but over here we've got an answer to your question you asked a few days ago. This is the answer to your question about Hesach Hadas. You mentioned a few days ago, in which context did you ask about Birkas Hamazon you asked? But Birkas Hamazon, you mentioned it's Hesach Hadas. So the question is, we anyway know there's an Issa of Hesach Hadas with a tefillin. So how can it be any possibility of sleeping with a tefillin? Surely, that's considered Hesach Hadas. How can you sleep with a tefillin on? You know what? Shenas Arai is okay. We're saying that less than 60 seconds is fine. So how can you sleep with tefillin on that? Surely it's considered Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas with tefillin is also. The Mishnah Berurah tells of here, Yesoid about Hesach Hadas. And he may come as a bit of a chiddush. Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot and Gimel says the following. Yoshem bohem, v'loy choshev hesach hadas. This is not considered hesach hadas, elo only. K'shu oimet bischoik v'kalus roish. The definition of hesach hadas is, if you are extremely excited, you are hyper, you are wild, you are lacking, that's called Hesach Hadas. If you are sleeping, it's true, says the Mishnah Berurah. Aval kshu oisik b'melachtoi v'umnosoi v'indaito alein mamash einzenik Hesach Hadas. If you're oisik b'melachtoi, you're busy doing something, or you're busy working, or doing something, and your mind is not on a tefillin, that's not considered Hesach Hadas. Similarly, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you are sleeping, it's true, you're not conscious about your tefillin. It's true, you're not concentrating about your tefillin. It's true, you're not thinking about your tefillin, but that's not considered Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas, it sounds like, if I can rephrase that, is a positive lack. It's a positive lack of being in tune with your tefillin. Does that make sense? As opposed to sleeping or even working, if you're busy with something, that's not Hesach HaDa'as. It has to be when somebody is positively... that's probably it. Yeah, like he says, "Schoik v'kalus roish." Yeah, lightheadedness. That's right. So you're saying that working is not really necessarily... How are you phrasing it? Good. Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it. That's very nice. If I can repeat that, if you are lightheaded, that's a steer to the Kedusha of Tefillin. If you're just working, it's not going to... The truth is that people who wore Tefillin the entire day, as it was done in previous generations, doesn't mean necessarily they learned the whole day and they davened the whole day. Surely they worked as well. And nevertheless, they wore Tefillin. But that's right. Yeah, sure. The question that we're going to leave it with tonight, we'll focus on tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. So what about a person davening? Person davening, does he need to think positively about the tefillin that he's wearing? Or the actual fact that he's davening, that's sufficient that he doesn't have to think about tefillin? When you are davening, do you need to think about your tefillin? Or maybe not. Maybe the fact you're davening is good enough. And that will be covered in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.